This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. It's 5 minutes after the hour on Thursday, May 16th, 2019. As we go on the air this morning, there is a new assault on the sacramental seal of the confessional in California. We'll take you inside the bill that will be debated later on this morning in Sacramento and what the California Catholic Conference is doing to fight it. San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Cordileone joins us later in this hour. Also in-depth on pro-life victories in Alabama and Rhode Island in moments here on Morning Air. It's 6 minutes after the hour now on Morning Air. And this morning, Alabama has the most stringent abortion ban in the United States. Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill into law late last night about 6 p.m. Eastern time. This was the special report that followed moments later on ABC.
This is a special report from ABC News. Just moments ago, out of Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey signing into law the Alabama Human Life Protection Act. It's the nation's strictest abortion bans, which makes performing an abortion a felony in nearly all cases.
Now, that law would make performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony, punishable by 10 to 99 years or life in prison. The measure does include a provision that would allow abortions in cases where abortion is necessary in order to prevent a serious health risk to the unborn child's mother. State Senator Clyde Chambliss voted in favor of the abortion ban.
I think you and I would agree that this body, your body, didn't just happen. I mean, it's a miracle. When a life is formed, it's a miracle. And that is, in my opinion, from a creator who has a plan.
So what happens next? It's probable that we'll see the law banning abortion in Alabama set up a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision. Let's talk more about that now as we go live this morning to Archbishop Thomas John Rohde, who is the Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Mobile, Alabama. Your Excellency, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
And it's a joyous day for pro-life advocates all over the country because of the witness of the state of Alabama. We've had a minor victory in Rhode Island on the way to perhaps what we're seeing in Alabama. This bill addresses one issue, that the baby in the womb is a person. Tell us how you and the Catholic Church and those members of the faithful across the state of Alabama were working with the legislature to get this passed.
Well, John, I would not want to give the impression this was a Catholic effort. It was much more broad-based than that. Catholics in Alabama make up only 4% of the population. So as far as being a major political force, that would be a misconception here in Alabama. But there are many pro-life people in Alabama, more than just the Catholics. And to see the vote in the state Senate, which was, I believe, 25-6 in favor of the bill, shows just how broad-based it was.
Archbishop Rohde, with all due respect to the Holy Spirit at work here, but do you see it? Is it in the people of Alabama that are really that much more pro-life than some of the other states that have made headlines going the other direction lately?
I think there are many voices in Alabama, including the Catholic Church, that speaks out for the dignity of life. Recently, a few weeks ago, I was with a group of grade school children, 7th and 8th graders, about 50 of them, would get up every Friday morning and gather across the street from Planned Parenthood to pray the rosary. And they and their families would gather there at 6 o'clock in the morning. But that effort, although it was school children from Catholic schools who were there, just the 40 Days for Life is something that's organized at a very ecumenical, broad-based effort to continue to keep before the general public the witness that life is precious and we need to respect life.
Archbishop Rohde, what do you say to those who say the bill has gone too far?
I would say that life is worth protecting. Any life is worth protecting. And the bill makes that clear. Human life is to be honored and is to be respected. You know, abortion basically is based upon two lies, as I see it. And one is that the tissue in the womb is just a glob of tissue. And I remember when Roe versus Wade was first decided, a lot of people actually believed that. But today we're far more educated. We've seen the ultrasounds, and we've seen that it's not just a glob of tissue. It's a baby. And the other lie is that, you know, the baby is just part of the mother's body, and a woman has the right over to make decisions about her body. And a woman does. But the baby is a distinct human being. The baby has its own DNA. The baby has its own heartbeat. The baby has its own brain waves. The baby has its own DNA, fingerprints. It may be totally dependent upon the mother, but it's a distinct human life. And so this bill basically says that the life in the womb is a life. And I don't think that's too far.
Archbishop Rohde, saw an idea proposed online the other day that I really liked, in terms of talking about, you know, once we have life in the womb there, it becomes a parenting decision. The decision about reproduction was made before that, but once that life is in there, it's a parenting decision, whether to parent your child or end its life.
If you drew that logic to its logical conclusion, then we could also say that after the baby's born, it's a parenting decision. At what point do we say that, since if the parent, if the parents decide the baby shouldn't live, the baby shouldn't live? If you're going to say you can make that decision in the womb, you can make logically continue that. As some people who are pro-abortion have made that argument, even when the baby's born, you can let the baby die. No, if it's human life, it needs to be respected by society.
I just wanted to add to Archbishop, the idea was posited by someone who thought, yeah, there's no choice there. I mean, you're going to parent a child if you are given a child there. But in terms of people thinking that,
like,
well, the logic.
Backward. Yeah. If you're going to say, oh, no, once the baby's born, the parents have to take care of the child, then logically you work that backwards. And you say, well, when the baby is pre-born, you have to take care of it. So you can work that logic forward and backward. And either way, you end up being pro-life. You know, and this is a, you know, this, I want to point out, too, that the person who, the member of the state legislature who introduced the bill was a woman. And the governor who signed the bill was a woman. And I've heard some voices say that this is, you know, anti-woman. My personal experience is that the people who are leading the pro-life movement are women. And they consider this an issue of life. And it's not in any way anti-woman.
Representative Terry Collins was the representative who introduced the bill, now law in Alabama, banning abortions. And here is what she says might come next.
I'm hearing lots of people think that because this language is aimed directly at the language in Roe versus Wade, and so many of the other bills are more like heartbeat bills and things like that, that just look at when it becomes a life and different things like that and not the personhood, that this actually may have the best chance.
Archbishop Rohde, as you join us from the Archdiocese of Mobile this morning here on Morning Air, what the representative said, what Representative Collins said, is something that we'll probably see happen, this challenge to Roe versus Wade. And so the issue of life becomes a state's rights issue. What can we learn from the debate in Alabama and how this legislation got passed is that we can take to other states in the country? Because now we see Missouri just this morning passed a bill banning abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy. That's in the Missouri Senate. So we're inching towards celebrating and maintaining the dignity of life. But what can we learn from the Alabama decision that can be employed in other states across the country?
John, I think, first of all, this reflects that the issue of respect for life and the issue of abortion is not going to go away. It's going to have to be discussed by the people of our country. And And I remember when Roe versus Wade was first decided, there were many people who said, well, it's controversial right now, but the controversy is going to go away because people are going to get used to abortion and people just accept it. That hasn't happened. Evil is evil. And it's not going to, this controversy is not going to go away. And the discussion in the Alabama legislature showed that people are still realizing how wrong abortion is. And as we discuss it as a society, I think people become more and more aware of what's happening here, that the life in the womb is being ended. And so I think the important thing about the Alabama legislature is that it brought the discussion back out into the public and allowed people to really reflect on what's going on. And I'm convinced when that happens, more and more people realize that this is wrong. And I'm noticing with the young people, who is the best educated generation we've ever had in our country, they're questioning Roe v. Wade. And because they know, they've seen the ultrasounds, as I mentioned before, they know it's a baby. And they're questioning this. This is not going to go away. But even if Roe versus Wade is reversed, that's not the end. Then it's going to go to the state legislatures to decide. And so the struggle to continue to call our country to respect life won't be ended by a Supreme Court decision. It's going to have to be continued in the state legislatures.
Archbishop Rohde, your neighboring state of Georgia recently passed some very strong pro-life legislation under threat from folks in Hollywood that they wouldn't make movies in Georgia anymore. And they weighed Hollywood Productions versus Babies Lives and made the right call. Have there been any sorts of threats of boycott or anything like that for Alabama?
Not that I'm aware of. And if I think that people are going to call for boycotts against Georgia are going to find out they're going to be boycotting a lot of the country after a while. So they won't be traveling very much anymore. And we can't buckle to pressure that to do something wrong just because some people are going to try and pressure against us. We have to be willing to stand up to whatever opposition we face, and the opposition is going to be strong. We should never fool ourselves about that. But do we stand for the respect of life or not?
We pray that the wisdom of the Holy Spirit that guided those lawmakers in Alabama spread to the other 49 states in the country. We're seeing that starting to happen, and we really need to double down on our prayers wherever you're listening to our conversation this morning with Archbishop Thomas Rohde, the Archbishop, the Archdiocese of Mobile, Alabama, with the news signed into law about 6 p.m. Eastern last night, the strictest abortion ban in the country in the state of Alabama, banning the procedure at all stages of pregnancy and punishing doctors caught performing it with up to 99 years in prison. We've been blessed with the time with Archbishop Thomas John Rohde of the Archdiocese of Mobile, Alabama. Your Excellency, may we have your blessing this morning, please?
Absolutely. May the blessing of God be upon you, upon your listeners, and upon all your loved ones. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Archbishop Thomas Rohde from the Archdiocese of Mobile, Alabama, you'll be in our prayers. Thank you for the generous amount of time this morning, Archbishop.
Thank you, John. God bless.
Time now is 19 minutes after the hour, and we're on the way to another victory in the state of Rhode Island. As you heard yesterday in breaking news on Morning Air, the partial birth abortion ban defeated in Rhode Island. But there's still more to go. We'll take a look at that coming up in 2 minutes on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.